I'm recording.
So am I.
Okay. What now? You guys, we're sorry. Your mom's had a little bit of a pre-ep talk out. Talk down.
Yeah. Talk it out. Hey, talk it off.
Talk it down. Okay, so what now? Excuse me?
So people book shows all the time, and right now, obviously, with comedy, things are kind of up in the air. There's not a lot happening in St. Louis. I know that, like, the Helium Club is still doing mics, and there are some shows happening. I was asked a month and a half ago to do a show, some show in some parking lot, obviously, just out. It was like, there are food trucks, and also, we just bring a microphone set up, so great. And they were like, can you do a half hour clean? And I said, yes, because I'm like.
So you lied?
Yeah. Like every job interview. You lie at every job interview.
You lie. Lie till you get it and then just fucking hope for the best.
Yeah. That's like, it feels like every job where they're like, so do you speak Spanish? And I'm like, 60% fluent. Fucking when is ever going to come up? That did happen when I worked on cruise ships, though, because I put that on my application. I'm like, yeah, I'm 60% fluent in Spanish, because that's like a believable lie. And they transferred me to a ship where they were like, great, so you're going to be teaching yoga and stuff like that, but in Spanish. You said here that I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So I had to, like, study while I was in a full blackout most of my time on the cruise ship and just, like, teach class in Espanol. It was...
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was interesante. But so I...
Look at that, bragging, showing off all those skills you learned.
Yep. So I hadn't heard anything about this show. I just kind of forgot. Like I remembered it was happening, but I was like, I haven't heard anything. It was supposed to be the 10th, which is today, the day we're recording. But I hadn't heard anything, so I'm like, maybe they just canceled or got so depressed that they're just like, fuck everything, you know? And I get a Facebook message yesterday like, hey, here's the information for the show. Just a reminder. It's a clean show. That means you can't say fuck or talk about anything, like, salacious. And I'm like, And who knows? And then the other thing was like, it might be canceled because of rain, but if so, we're going to move the show indoors. So if you're
Wait.
Not,
you can't.
I don't know. I ordered a face shield that's coming today on the off chance. So I might be doing stand up to 5 people spaced very far apart inside of a building while I'm wearing like a full hazmat suit.
Where is the, is it at 9 Mile Garden?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting. That's like the food truck place. What time is it?
It's at 8 o'clock. And I was like, is there
Yeah,
which to me is 2 in the morning now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, I mean, I, because we might be done with the kitchen. So if I can just like push Preston out of the car, because if I come inside the house, no, thank you. I will not be leaving again. But if I'm already out, but we might not be done that early. But if we are, oh boy.
Come take a nap at the food truck show or whatever.
How many comics are on it if you're doing 30?
It's like 3 of us. So it's a 10, 15, a 20, and then I'm doing 30. I mean, I'm essentially last night I was like, well, I guess I just started like going through all my jokes and just making a list of, I can wing it. It's whatever.
No, you know what I was thinking I could think of like old jokes of yours that would work.
Right.
And you know, jokes you haven't done in like 5, 6 years.
Right. Oh, so I just was like, well, whatever, you know, it'll be interesting either way. He's like, we might get rained out. The show might get totally canceled. I'm like, whatever. Just, I don't care. I'll be there with a face shield and an umbrella.
I don't think it's going to get rained out. It's like really nice today. It's overcast, but it's like 75. It's very lovely.
Yeah, it is really nice. I know the forecast calls for rain later tonight, but whatever. Who knows? We'll see. I got a face shield. I'm going, baby.
I really hope we get done early. I'm like, okay, what can we put off till tomorrow? So, oh
yeah. So I guess I'll take a nap from 4 to 6. Last night I was like fully in pajamas, teeth brushed at 7 o'clock at night. winding down for the evening. And I thought, oh, tomorrow this time I'm going to have to be getting like jacked up and going over notes.
Yeah. It's really fun getting old. I recommend it strongly, you guys.
Yeah.
We used to stay up drinking all night, get on airplanes, blacked out. Just fun people. Also, if you're doing that in your late 30s, it's not very fun. It's more people are like, oh, this is sad. Someone should step in and say something.
Yeah. It's not ideal. So, yep. I'm excited. It'll be fun. I got like jacked up. I was like, is there a flyer? And he goes, no, they usually just promote it like through the food. It's mostly a food truck thing. And then we just kind of show up. And I was like, oh, good.
Oh, good. Nothing will ever top that sushi restaurant I did where like they were starting to set up the mic and people at tables were like kind of looking around like, what's happening? And I like turned to one of the girls running the show and I was like, they don't know there's a show, do they? And she was like, no, I don't think so. And just, like, it was no big deal. And I was like, cool. Great. Nothing's better than like having a nice intimate dinner with your friends at a very small sushi restaurant. And then just listening to somebody go up and tell a bunch of dick jokes. That's really an ideal. Oh, the looks on people's face. Oh, it truly was sweet. Really took the pressure off though to have a good set.
Right. It's one of those things where you're already kind of starting from zero anytime you walk on stage because you got to start set up your whole thing with the audience, set up rapport. So you're starting from zero out of the gate. So stand-up comedy.
And that's at a comedy show. That's at a place where people are there to see comedy. Specifically. They correct. Specifically want comedy.
Yes, they have
so
paid money.
So if you're doing
money,
a restaurant
right,
where they specifically want to eat sushi or a taco truck situation and have a nice evening with their friends and talk, you're going to be starting at about a negative a million because they do not like you. And probably whatever you do or say, they will just like you less.
Yes. I remember I did a show like that in Queens and Josh, who runs the PFG Sounds, the Queef Sounds account, Josh, one of our OG members, he was in New York at the time and he was like, I want to come to the show with you. And I said, okay, it's at a brewery. But it's the same kind of thing where they set up to the comics, like they make a flyer and it's going to be dope. And you get there and people were in this brewery enjoying their evening. And the same thing where they start to set up a mic and a speaker and you see people looking around very confused. Like, is this some kind of a pyramid scheme meeting? Is this?
Oh, yeah. We all have to open our own breweries now.
Right. And you can just see people are, and they're not like seated closely together and they're in benches. So they're not even facing the stage. So they're facing each other far away from you. And it's like, whew, all right, here we go. Here we go.
I'm so excited. Oh, I really hope I can make it tonight.
Yeah, it's never, I mean,
I can't wait to cut my fingers open just because I'm moving so fast.
Right.
Just like, I gotta get out of here.
What happened? I was handling a soft cheese. You're just covered in cuts and blood.
What were you doing? I was cutting a thing that you really don't even need like a sharp knife to cut.
No.
I could have just done it like with a spatula. This is very, very soft cheese.
What happened to your hands? I was texting a lot. With your fingers? No, with a knife. It's a whole thing. My friend had a show. We thought it was going to be a nightmare, so we wanted to really go watch this. It's a food truck / talking show.
No, I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I'm excited for this face shield. I ordered.
Oh, good.
Well, it's not a regular face shield because I don't want like a nerdy one that says face shield. It's a baseball hat.
Yeah, I want a cool face shield. Yeah. Not like those fucking losers.
It's a baseball hat with one of those big like beekeeper shields over the front of it. Because
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, well, they have a 2-pack and I'm going to order them for both of us. But that takes 2 days to get here. One's black and one is pink. They're cute hats.
I'm very excited about this.
And the face shields are detachable. So if at some point there's a virus or a vaccine, hello, there's a vaccine for this virus, you'll just have a couple of cute baseball hats. Yeah, because they're like, you can just wear a mask, But I don't know how wearing a mask, I feel like that would make the comedy even more difficult because I want people to see on my face if they're uncomfortable. I don't want it because it's already like, oh, there are people talking at us while we're trying to have tacos out of the back of a van. And so if on top of that, my face is covered like a bank robber, I would just feel like it just seems like a hostage situation to the extreme where you're literally just like, I'm going to yell at you guys and there's no way you can identify me.
See, I like that. Oh, it says it's every Tuesday. I looked it up.
Yeah, the guy said, because I was like, is there a flyer? He said, no, they usually promote it. But I'm like, well, I'm going to make one anyway, just, you know, for fucking content or whatever. But yeah, it should be fun. I'm actually very excited. And I got to practice not saying the F word.
It's
going to
be great. I'm also, now I'm looking at food trucks. So guys, hold, please. We're going to be quiet. I'm just going to, what I'm going to do for the next 20 minutes of this podcast is read menus to you. Well, Wendy and I decide what we're going to eat tonight.
Right. And then also we are going to workshop jokes about each specific dish because I feel like that's a safe topic.
You guys, I'm sorry. Spud Shack? Damn it, they're not going to be there tonight. It's stuffed potatoes. A food truck that exclusively makes stuffed potatoes.
Okay, Spud Shack, my first guess was potatoes. Second guess was they're selling small Budweiser dogs. Just like tiny puppies.
I mean, what a dream. If I could get one of those stuffed in a potato.
Oh. Give me a dog covered in sour cream.
They'd probably like it. It'd be warm.
Yeah, it's getting chilly out. They need, look.
Yeah, just a nice warm baked potato.
Right,
jacket.
You put them in a sweater like a regular dog? No.
Do you think that's why in the UK they call them jacket potatoes? Callers, call in. UK callers. Do you guys call jacket potatoes because you use them as dog jackets or tiny people jackets?
Right.
I'm waiting for the phone to ring. I'm waiting to hear people.
We're like, people have got to be, the lines are lighting up. That's why we got quite, we're like, which call should we answer first?
We have so many coming in. Oh, guys, well, we haven't talked to you. We did the Patreon and we had the Patreon call, but we haven't had a regular, just moms and their many tens of kids chatting about the fact that everyone's excited about a non-exciting person. Mm-hmm. We did it. Saturday was fun, and now it's just I'm just personally really excited because I know that people are like, nothing's gonna change, it's gonna be the same. Yeah, exactly. I'm so excited for it to go back to politics as usual, where nothing happens. Like, slowly, kind of, sometimes things happen, but it's, like, just kind of boring and fucking nothing gets done and everyone bitches about that as opposed to, you know, like, rampant white supremacy and making the rest of the world think we're crazy, hate us, and be fearful for the average American's life. So I'm excited for fucking do-nothing politics to make a big comeback.
Yeah, I know. That's people are like, oh, it looks like the Senate and the House, like there's a split. It's like, good. Fucking let everything just be stagnant. I don't care. People are like, well, but they're doing dark shit in the back and keeping the rich are going to get richer. It's like, yeah, whatever. But they're not
always
completely. Yeah. Yeah, we live in a capitalist society, but it's like, just make it nice. Just like I said at dinner the other night when we were at when we had our celebratory family dinner, surprise family dinner. God. But it really is, it's like, yeah, I get it. It's going to be the same. That's fine. It's like, if you're going to cheat on me, just don't tell me about it and bring me flowers. I don't want to hear about it. Yeah, I don't want exactly to know about how good your girlfriend's pussy is. That's great.
Like, nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, in the next couple of months, let alone the next 4 years. But what we know will happen is that the president of the United States isn't going to, like, tell a bunch of racists to like hang tight because he might call them in clutch to start like fucking killing people. Like, we know that's not going to happen. And other than that, I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. Politics has always been trash. They don't do anything ever. We've said it before. We need a full-blown civil war and an uprising. you got to burn it all down. I've said this a million times. I have friends that actively are like super into that and very Antifa and fucking everybody's evil, burn it to the ground. And I'm not, I agree with you, but can we just enjoy this for a fucking minute? Can we just enjoy the fact that like we're back to nothing's going to happen? Like what a sad, as Rick Wood, Pussy Fart Gang composer put it best, whoever thought anyone would be excited about Joe Biden? Like it's, no one's excited about Joe Biden. That's Kamala Harris. People are excited.
Yeah.
Because that's cool. But nobody's like, fucking finally, Joe Biden's president. Everyone's just like, fucking finally, a fascist, racist, insane person isn't president anymore. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, people are like, well, nothing's going to change. Like you said, the white supremacy thing, that's a big positive change. We won't have that. We also won't have the president of the United States having a merch page and then going on Twitter and calling for a boycott of an American company because they don't let their employees wear his merch. That, to me, when that happened, when he was like, boycott Goodyear, fuck them, they don't let people wear like my hats to their work, it's like, that's insane. Everyone that supported him should have been like, full stop. So you don't support the country, you support you. But it's, dude, it's like a cult.
It's... How is your mom? This I need to know.
I have not spoken
to her. Have you talked
to her? Oh. No, and I want to say this. I want to say this on this podcast. I know for sure we have at least two people that listen to this show, and thank you guys for listening. They're dudes, and they voted for Donald Trump. They messaged me and said, look, I'm sad that my guy lost, but like, I'm not being crazy. Like, they reached out to be like, I just want you to know, like, I'm not being crazy like your mom, and I still like you guys, and we still like, so like, it's possible to get along with someone that has different political views and like have a conversation about it.
Yeah, it's how it's always been.
Yes.
We've talked about this many times. It's how it's, again, it's totally, lots of people have lovely relationships with romantic partners, friends, family that have wildly different political views, but they can make it work. But what's happened very recently is an insane shift in that.
Yeah. Dude, I looked her Instagram thing and it's so wild because you can see, and this is not Donald Trump. This is people, again, it's this idea of like chaos and people trying to like make sense of things when things go crazy. And that's why you have religion and all that stuff. But that's, they're trying to like flip it. There are some people, and I forget even who it was, but I just, my mom's, I went on Instagram and I scrolled and she just was like post after post. I'm like, I can't with this bitch. I just can't. She had one and it said, she reposted someone's tweet and it said, millions of Americans voted with hate in their heart for the following things. And it was stuff like legal abortions, defunding the police, worldwide, like, or like universal health care, increased minimum wage. And it was funny because I thought like, I understand that you're
all that hate in their hearts.
I know, but it's like, even just to logically, it's like, I understand if you're all ramped up and you want to be like, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. But if you read that list of all the stuff that they list, I was like, those are nice. Those are all things that are like, hey, let's like,
Let's help people.
Yeah, let's help people and make sure that everyone gets a fair shot and, you know, like have compassion for people in different circumstances that we may not understand. Like, that's like what those things they listed are. But, and then my mom, her quote underneath it, and I have not talked to her since. And she, at first she was like, hey, if you want to come out for Christmas, we'll fly you out. It'd be fun to see you. But now I'm like, I wonder if she's going to resend that offer. Her, so she posted that and underneath she wrote, yeah, people voted with hate in their hearts for socialism. So if you voted for socialism, don't you dare think of asking for help or money. Cause if you wanted us all to be equal, you got it. You just have to like deal with the consequences of your decision. Hashtag truth be told and all these QAnon hashtags.
Yeah. The QAnon thing. I mean, that's the thing. That truly is a cult. That really is like such a fucking detriment to not just like our political system and the parties, but I mean like families are being torn apart, like legitimately, like, and it's happening, like, especially lockdown. I think we talked about this. I don't know if it was the Patreon or the fucking real episode, which is this one where we get real. But like it's like tearing families apart. It's like a cult. And because of COVID and people being stuck inside, a lot of people that were already leaning perhaps that way, or like, you know, like on the ultra kind of fringe conservative side, just fucking fell off the cliff with it. Cause they were just sitting inside on their computers, just falling into fucking weird holes. And it's gotten, we watched last night, Hillary's America. We couldn't watch the whole thing. It's fucking, you guys, it's so bad and so weird.
What is it?
I'm not even going to, just go, watch the trailer. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. It's super, super like fringe conservative. It's basically, you know how everybody knows the party's flipped, basically. Like Republicans used to be Democrats. Democrats used to be Republicans. All that, like how Republicans are always like, yeah, we're racist. Lincoln was a Republican, like that shit. It's like, yeah. Well, he probably wouldn't be now. So the whole thing is basically like the secret history of the Democratic Party. And it's like, did you know that Democrats owned slaves? And like all this. Oh, it's very, it's literally shit that, I won't assume everybody knows it, but it's not like, what? You're telling me a rich fucking white guy in the early 1800s owned slaves? I don't buy it. That's not my Democratic Party. No, everybody go watch the trailer. If you hadn't heard, we got about like 40 minutes in. We were smoking weed just like, okay, we can't do anymore.
Yeah.
It's really wild. There's also really terrible reenactments. And also just acting, just made up scenes, just made up random scripted scenes. So it's really, it's a lot. It's a lot. It apparently won Best Picture at the Razzies. So
I wonder who directed that. I wonder if someone that we know did it. How many times was Wolverine in the shot? It was just like, did you know that Wolverine owned slaves?
Yeah. No, that's the thing. He's never, because Wendy, it's a documentary. So the reenactments are of actual living political figures living. I fucking hope not. That's weird. I hope you guys are long dead. But there's just in every scene, just like a Wolverine hand, like comes around like the door of the Oval Office. Oh, God.
It's like, this is what's so frustrating, but it's like, you can't even have a discussion because they're just such crazy people. And I've been watching, I finished all the Scientology, that Leah Remini thing, which is on Netflix, which was so good to like rewatch all of it. And it's so important to watch it now because you can see like, oh, people on either side, extremists on either side, they believe this shit that they're being told like a religion. And so you can't really discuss it. But that's the thing is, it's like, this to go back and say, well, back in the 1800s, it's like, okay, motherfucker, yeah, we know that. And it's good, learn history. But also, we're talking about right now. Right now,
exactly,
your guy is being a cunt and a crazy person and, like, inciting violence and, like, promoting division. And that's not cool. It's not cool. So just stop. Just stop. But I went on Instagram today, which was a mistake this morning, and my just post after post, just crazy, like some news reporter, she's like, someone else just called, the real news just called PA for Donald Trump. So should we go dance in the streets like there's no COVID? Hashtag truth be told.
I was like, what? Oh, yeah. That's the, everybody like, oh, I guess COVID doesn't exist anymore.
It's just a bunch of
people
shitty,
are dancing in the streets.
Yeah, it's just like, a bunch of shitty little kids being like, well, you did that one time. And it's like, we're not talking about that. Stop. Right now.
But that's the, it's also like, they're in the streets at the rallies and being crazy and excited. And then when, it was one day. Because again, nobody's excited about Biden. Kamala Harris, people are excited about that. She's a black woman. She's a woman. That's a pretty big fucking deal. So yeah, people are super excited about that. It was just one day. People were literally dancing because somebody got fired from their job. That's like if the fucking big cunt in your office that got away with like always is late to work, never does their job, everybody else is picking up the slack, and he just fucking keeps coasting and getting away with it, and he's under the radar, and you're like, this motherfucker. And then finally he gets busted and gets fucking fired. That's what Saturday was. It was the fucking guy in your office that is terrible at his job finally got fired and everybody celebrated for the day.
Right.
Like everybody's like, oh, dude, after we had a fucking after work happy hour. You guys want to go get a happy hour? Just do a little cheers that this guy's out of here. And then Sunday, everything went back to normal because nobody's excited. Like people are just had that initial like dopamine, like fuck. And now it's just back to cool. Great. Now just regular politics where nothing happens and we're mad all the time.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this guy's out of the office. We're going to have cake on Friday, free pizza. But guess what? When you go back to the office on Monday, there's no cake and no free pizza. You're sitting at your desk complaining about the same shit as before. You still, yep. You know, everyone else you work with is still kind of annoying. Your boss is still kind of a piece of shit. But it's like, well, but at least that
one guy's
not. But
it's a little better.
Right.
Exactly.
At least we don't have some guy in the break room spouting off white supremacy, like, chants. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean... Yeah, because I posted that thing where I just was like, yay, fascist, racist, cunt's gone, or whatever I said. And I told you about this. I think I talked about it on the call. And then one person responded with just like, whoa, those are some serious accusations. And I didn't respond because it's like, first of all, I don't think you know what accusations means. They're not accusations. And secondly, like, they are accusations. You know what else is a pretty serious accusation? Claiming that the president of the United States was not born here and is a Muslim. Like numerous other things he said. And at this point with like the fascism thing, the president's many times now said demanded for votes to not be counted and to stop being counted. So like, I think the fascism argument now, like we can all just whatever side you're on. Even, as soon as the president says stop counting legally cast votes, which they are, no votes were cast after the third, whatever. I mean, that's a pretty clear sign that we're at least like headed in the direction of fascism.
Correct.
Which you never want to be in that direction. You want to be on the other side.
Yeah, it's just, it's so weird, but it's like one of these things where you're like, I guess these people really believe it because some people are still super mad. And I mean,
they do.
Oh, what can you do?
Which I think is maybe the best thing that ever, I was talking to my friend about this yesterday. And I do think that it might be the greatest thing that's ever happened in comedy, in politics, I think in the world, but the fact that they had that press conference at the Four Seasons landscaping next to a dildo store and not the Four Seasons Hotel. I don't think anything could ever be funnier than that. Like, I think comedy writers should go back to school and be doctors. Like, I just don't think nothing will ever be that funny.
No, it's
imperfect.
Do you know what it reminded me of? So in the new, if you haven't seen the new Borat, watch it. There's a place where he goes in Texas and it's like a mail and shipping center. And the actual name of the place is called the PMS Center. I think it stands for packaging, shipping, mail, or printing, shipping, mail. That's the name of the business. And at first I was like, that cannot be real. I was like, that's got to be CGI. He did not find a place. So every time he walks in to send like faxes back and forth to his contact, they show the exterior of the building and it says PMS Center. And it's some like old like Texas hick. And his shirt says PMS Center. And it's not a bit. That's the name of the store. Where I'm like,
they don't even reference it. They never reference
no.
it.
No. And it's so... perfect. That's the Four Seasons landscaping. I was like, this is not real. This is not real. Who is right? Did Seth Meyers secretly infiltrate and like set up this booking?
I'm truly at a loss for words because it was so, it's so deeply funny. Like I was talking to my friend yesterday and she was like, yeah, I thought it was like a fake headline and then I like Googled it. I was so convinced that it was just like an Onion article. I didn't even Google it. I was just like, oh, that's funny, Onion or the like. Like, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And then I was like, oh, my God. It's so funny. It's so funny. It's so funny. Nothing will be this good.
Whoever booked that should be the head writer of SNL.
Well, my friend said she was just like in a Twitter hole, just like all the jokes about it. And there were like a lot of comedy writers being like, I quit. Like, I'm never going to write anything that funny. But she said like a response to one thing that was just like, this is the best. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of comedy. And somebody responded to that and apparently was like, I think we're all forgetting the real MVP of this. And that's whoever answered the phone at Four Seasons Landscaping and never once corrected them. I was like, that's a fucking great point. Oh, that guy needs an award.
It's so good. I mean, just to keep a straight face and you're like, you guys are not going to fucking believe this.
Yeah. Oh, it's like somebody's already making shirts that are like, the company should be making it, but it's like Four Season Landscaping and then their phone up. Like, it looks like a shirt that the guys would wear like while doing your landscaping, and underneath it says like all the things they do. So it's like landscaping, like whatever else they do. And then last minute press conferences. Oh, just made me really happy. See, those are bright sides. And that would have been funny. Here's the thing, guys. That has nothing. It's funny because it's Trump and fucking Giuliani. But like, that would have been funny for anyone to do. If anybody did that, it would have been funny. See, that's bipartisan. That's a bipartisan joke. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe I'll riff on that. This is what I need to do, is scour current events today. This is a comedy writing course. Yep. When you have to do 30 clean, instead of being afraid, you just go like, okay, well, let's get in the news and do food truck jokes. I'll do a Four Seasons joke. It'll be hacky, but guess what? We're in the Midwest, baby, at a food truck show. So it's Hack City. Hack City. I'm going to bring a big
but
old...
But here's the thing. I got to say this. If this was in LA, it'd be really cool. Like, oh, it's comedy at the food trucks.
Yeah. I mean, I still think it's going to be cool.
Do you know
cool
what I'm
here.
Saying? Like, that's what, like, I don't think there's anything hacky about it. Like, this is just, it's like anything. LA was doing food truck shows 5 years ago. Now you guys are finally getting it.
Yeah.
It just takes a little longer for the cool stuff to get out here. That's all.
It just takes a little longer, and sometimes you need a little nudge from a global pandemic to be like, I guess we're doing this shit outside.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
Speaking of outside activities, how was the Botanical Gardens the other night?
Oh, it was fine.
Oh.
It was fine. It was like, because like it's COVID. So last time we went, it was a lot more fun.
Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about like the family stuff. I was just talking about like there was no weirdness with the election stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
No, it was exactly what I called. Nobody was going to say anything.
Oh, so you just walked around silently.
That's exactly what happened. Nobody said anything about the election.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what I knew that was going to happen. That's what Preston's dad just won't say anything.
People just, well, that's...
And if anyone brings it up, he'll like be silent. That's what'll happen.
Yeah.
He'll like silently, Preston, that's what, he'll just silently stew. And maybe like walk out of the room, but he wouldn't say anything.
That's fun when there's like an awkward thing and you're just, that's like go to a place, something with lights. Where's something we can look at? Everyone just is walking around like, look at those lights. Okay, look at those lights. Why are you guys in such a good mood? Because of all the lights, not because of anything else.
Yeah.
We're just really excited about these lights.
Yeah, it was very much just like, we went over there and had dinner and drinks, and then it was just like, so these lights, right? We're going to go see them? I think this is what is going to happen. We're all going to go back to just like, certain family members you just do not talk about politics with, just like in the old days, because there's always been fringe people. Most of the time, it won't matter. Some people might get a little upset, but you just don't talk about it.
Yeah. It'll be nice. Well, it's nice. I'm excited. Well, who knows if I even go back to see everybody for Christmas. But if I do, it'll be nice to just talk about normal things. You know what I mean? Like the pandemic. And I checked to see if my mom was still following me on Instagram. But like,
oh, that's a good.
Well, she is. It's just interesting because anytime I post, it's just a weird thing because especially with like the OnlyFans and like with the sex work thing, because I'm starting this little like series for like answering questions, and I've been really hesitant to even do it because I'm like my parents, but I'm like, well, my dad's not paying attention to that kind of stuff. And my mom already apparently like has written me out of the will, I guess, I'm finding out via like Instagram. Like, so I'm like, every time I do a post about any like OnlyFans or anything sex work related, what's interesting is I will like lose some followers, but then a lot of people will like the post. So that's, I'm like, that's good. Let me get these prudes out of here. And I know it's like probably family members. So I'm like, you're welcome that I'm doing sex work and being open about it. So at Christmas time, instead of talking about Donald Trump and socialism, you could be like, well, this is a 40-year-old prostitute, but an internet prostitute.
Well, yeah, it's COVID, Wendy. You got to be safe. You're a fucking libtard. So.
Oh, my God. It's just like this idea to a socialism where the socialism thing is so weird because the idea like, oh, you want everyone equal? Well, don't ask for help. Don't come to me for help. It's like, actually, if we were really in socialism, you wouldn't have a choice and like you would have to help us. So I think you don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. And also, Biden's not a socialist.
Well, that really is the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Wendy, Biden's not a socialist, but you know who is? AOC and Bernie and Obama. And they're all with their little devil horns are out and they're behind the curtains just like, nah, and they're going to be the puppeteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that blew your mind, didn't it? Sheeple.
Look at these couple of Sherpsons on this podcast, acting like they...
I forgot about Sherpsons. Sherpsons is better, guys.
Yeah. I'm just glad that we can stop talking about politics. You know what I mean? It'll be boring. We can still talk about it a little bit, but we can just go back to regular stuff, like talking about...
Well, because I think that this is what sucks, is I don't think that's true. Because I think that... And it's not that we will, no, we can stop talking about, we won't stop talking about Trump, which therefore is politically related because he won't go away. I think he's just going to get crazier the next couple of months. And then who knows what's going to have to happen after that. But like, I think that's what sucks is we're going to have to keep talking about him. And I fucking hate it.
Yeah, hopefully what will happen is because Rush Limbaugh, and again, I'm saying this not with hate in my heart, I'm just stating a fact, he's very sick, and it's a smiting from God for doing bad guy activities. That's not always how it
this
is.
This isn't hate. This isn't God. This is God speaking to me.
Right. Essentially, oh my God, speaking of God speaking to me, what I was going to say is Trump maybe will like, just take over his job and just start a radio show and be the new Alex Jones 2.0. And then his people.
That's
can just...
what he wanted in 2016.
I know.
You guys, for real, he did not want to be president. I fucking swear to God, he did not want to be president. They had it all set up. They were going to start that Trump TV thing. He was going to become like the ultra, like that. That's what he wanted. He just wanted a fucking where he could be on TV or the radio, like, 10 hours a day and fucking people would lap it up. That's what he wanted. So I do definitely think that that's what's going to happen if he doesn't have to file personal and business bankruptcy and end up potentially in jail.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, he'll be a big star.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's got to have those masks at $15 a pop. You know what I mean? It's what a con artist. I mean, the level of not giving a shit. Where there's no through
it's
line.
It's beautiful.
If he was a
it's
comic,
beautiful.
You wouldn't be able to sell those masks because his whole fucking act is like, COVID's not real. master for Sherpson's. This is, you know, everyone's trying to get me. And then at the end of the show, he's selling a mask. He's like, but it might be real. Buy this mask. You like, he's not even good at conning people because, well, he is for certain people, but like, it's really, if you break it down logically, there's not a lot of logic in his act versus his merch salesmanship at the end of the show, you know, like.
No, no. Well, I mean, that's like, you know, it's how everybody said the reason, like New Yorkers, specifically people of Manhattan, have known who Trump was for many decades. And now the rest of the world does or doesn't, I guess, if you depending on which side of the coin you're on.
Yeah. It's who knows. Oh my God. Okay, let's talk talking about Trump and let's talk about Jesus speaking to people in mysterious ways.
Oh
or
no,
dead
what
people.
Is, what's happened?
There's a new documentary on Netflix. Now it is subtitled, so you do have
so
to read.
So not a nighttime. It's not a nighttime bedtime show.
Right. It's a morning time murder show. It's fucking crazy. It's about this chick Maria Martes in Argentina. I don't know if you've seen it. First of all, I haven't finished watching it. The family, watch it. The family totally killed this lady. There are two guys that are like accused, the husband and her brother, that they're accused of like, they're like, we found her in the bathtub. And then they buried her and they drove all over the place to get a fake death certificate and buried her without anyone looking at the body. And then people were like, this seems suspicious. And so they dug her ass up 2 months later and there were 5 bullet holes in her head. And her brother. Yeah.
Guys, bad work, guys.
Yeah, it's such a study in like, because you're reading reading it, it's in Spanish, so you're reading the words, but like the two men that are accused of killing her that keep being like, we didn't do anything, look like fucking shit. They're both in their homes chain smoking cigarettes while they're being interviewed, and their legs are like nervously shaking the whole time. And they keep going, and the one guy, the husband, he's like, he goes, they called me in, and I know that, you know, the one guy that was prosecuting me, he said he knew I didn't do it because his father, who was also a prosecutor who passed away, he's got a picture of his dad. And when he called me in to bring me in for questioning, to interrogate me for the murder of my wife, he said he was at home looking at the picture and the glass cracked. And it was a sign from his dad from heaven that he did the wrong thing and I didn't do it. And I'm just like, is that... That can't be like a legal defense, right?
No, I don't think. Well, where was this? Argentina? I don't know Argentinian law. So who knows?
It might be. But dude, so they find these 5 bullet holes in her head. And the one thing in the interrogation, the brother, like the one brother, he said in his statement, he goes, yeah, I heard that she had an accident and I came over and I found this like metal thingy and I flushed it down the toilet. So when they dig her body up, they're like, what did the metal thingy look like? And he described it. And it was like...
A bullet?
Yep. So they had to... It was in some, like, canyon club, and there was a septic tank. So they were able to go through, like, buckets of shit and find the bullet. It's wild. I don't know what kind of...
Wait.
Like,
so who was it? The brother, the husband, and her father? Her dad, her husband, and her brother killed her. This bitch sounds like... Maybe she was postal mailing and shipping, if you know what I mean.
Dude, I haven't finished watching it, but the two guys that they're interviewing, because, you know, when you watch shows, you're like, they do the trick sometimes where they do a super close-up, like a really tight shot, and they're just like, oh, they're just wearing a regular T-shirt. And then at the end, it's a wide shot, and you're like, ha-ha, you're in jail, but just wearing an Ann Taylor sweater.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a trick. These dudes are in their homes, smoking, drinking whiskey, shaking their legs around, talking about, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. It's like, sure you didn't, buddy. So I haven't finished the series yet. I had to stop watching it because I had to do Nun Nights, and... I couldn't read and sleep at the same time.
See, that's, you guys, these Netflix, and this is the problem. I hate when things are dubbed. I think it's always weird. I don't like it. However, I really need you to have that as an option so that I can watch my 99 murder shows that might have subtitles. Because I still want to enjoy it, but... I only watch TV at 99 times. I'm a busy lady. Your moms are busy. We don't have time to fucking read, okay? Seriously, though, I hate it. There's like, yeah. There's like 4 or 5 things that I want to watch that are subtitled, and I'm just like, okay, when's the next fucking day I have off that I can sit on the couch and get through these? Because the second I put something on in bed last night, oh, we fucking, guys, what a dream that we can stop talking about Trump for at least, I don't know, a day and talk about what really matters. And that's the documentary I fell asleep to last night that apparently Bigfoot is an alien. And that's right. It's a documentary. So that means it's true and real.
Yeah. Document. It's in the word. It's been documented.
Documented.
It's a legal thing. This documentary would hold up in a court of law.
This, you guys, I highly recommend it. It's really good. So you've got two homeworks. Your two homeworks are contact Netflix. Oh, Jesus. That's pretty good. We almost at the end of the episode and I just now stopped being able to speak. Contact Netflix and be like, can you guys please dub only your murder shows that are not in English so that my moms can still get their 8 to 24 hours of sleep a night, and then watch Hillary's America. And most importantly, watch What If Bigfoot Was an Alien?
Oh, I like a documentary where it's a title question. I love where that sounds like the paper, like a third grader would write. And they're like, oh, okay,
no, I don't think that was it. I think it was. I'm clickety clacking.
Yeah. While you're looking that up, I want to talk about this because I think if we're going to ask for dubbed over murder shows, we need to have a Oh, now I'm almost can't talk.
Look at us. Specific. It's fucking, it's like a yawn, you guys. It's like when one person yawns and then it makes you yawn. Loosening. Losing your grasp on the English language as I just very, I think, eloquently explained. Fuck, man, you guys.
But I also like
it happens fast. Dementia happens fast.
Right. Life comes at you fast. Dementia does it faster. Loosening. I like loosening your grasp on the English language and reality because losing seems so permanent. We're just loosening. We're just kind of loosening.
We're just lefty loosening.
Right. Just unbutton our that grasp top on button. The English language. Just pop the top button on your grasp of the English language and reality or any sense of self.
Leave your zipper
or whatever.
Up. Don't be a fucking weirdo.
Right.
Just like make it a little loose. You don't have to put the sweatpants on yet.
You can lay them out on your pillow and get ready for non-night times and look at your sweatpants, but leave your big person pants on, your big sheeple pants on, and just
your big Sherpson, pants.
Yeah, your big Sherpson pants, and just pop the top button. But a lot of times when you go in and you're like, hey, I have Netflix, we have a complaint. This needs to be dubbed over. They'll be like, great. But if you're going to complain about something, you should also have a solution. So you're not just saying, I don't like this, and then you don't have, a solution for it. So I think, now my first thought of a voice, I think, tell me what you think about this. We've talked about this guy before. He kills it on meditation apps. I think we have Matthew McConaughey do the voiceover dubbing for every murder show.
I think that's a good idea, but I'm worried about his anecdotes. I'm worried he'll just be like, this murder reminds me of when I was in Fool's Gold with the beautiful Kate Hudson. I'm just concerned that, hey, maybe that would add to it.
I think it might add to it because, as everyone knows, when you're watching murder shows, part of the joy of watching a murder show and as you drift off to sleep, and the reason that we want to be able to understand it with our ears is because that like floats into your dream. So you want to be able to have a nice dream in which you are being murdered by your closest, most trusted family members and then buried illegally without anyone looking at your body. Like you want to have some kind of a dream where you're like alive in a coffin screaming, I didn't fall. That like for some of us, that's nice.
It's comforting.
It's a nice escape from the reality of every day. Like, I just wish I was buried alive in a casket.
Oh, what a dream. What a dream.
Yeah. But so if you can add to that, you're buried in a casket, but then who comes to rescue you? All right. All right. All right.
That was the laziest You didn't even like do what like you didn't even try and do a McConaughey impression. You just said all right three times, which at this point, that's all you need. Baby, Matthew McConaughey, he's zeitgeist, man. All if you just say all right, all right, all right, people are like, eh, McConaughey. He's
yeah.
A word. He did it. Right. He's achieved true stardom.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, so that's like, you just, it's you know, Matthew McConaughey. It's like all these other one-word stars. Cher, Madonna, all right, all right, all right. You don't even need anything. You know what I mean? You just that. But that would be a nice thing. You hear a knock on the thing, and you're like, oh, no, it's the scary investigator from the documentary. And you open it up, and it's this beautiful head of blonde hair. The smell of marijuana wafts into your casket.
Bongos.
The sound of bongos. And just like a story, a nice story. And you're like, oh, I'm finally saved. And as he's driving you home, he's like, look at the stars. Did I ever tell you about the time I was in contact? Yes. Yes. You did.
So many times, Matt. Matt.
Like, Matt, all right. All right.
All right.
Oh, wouldn't Jesus it be Christ. Nice if this was further in the episode? We would
banana. Cut it. Oh, God damn it. Well, now I'm just going to let's back to what we're most comfortable with, reading menus out loud. Guess we're just going to have to do that for the last 10 minutes of the episode.
Oh, man. If you think I'm not working at this point and now, yeah, let's look at this menu and you pick out what we're eating and I'll pick out the bits. I'm going to do a Matthew McConaughey bit tonight. I think
you should. Also, the movie's the Bigfoot alien connection revealed. Please watch it. It's so good. It's so good.
What's the connection?
It's so, Wendy, I pose the question to you again. What if Bigfoot is an alien? Ba-da-na! Revealed!
Is this going to be the same kind of thing as like where they're trying to say, because obviously you guys know this, you're super smart, birds are the descendants of dinosaurs, duh. I mean, in theory, aren't we all descendants of dinosaurs? If you believe in evolution? Probably not, but...
Aren't we all descendants? That's like the best smart person. Like, I feel like a lot of people that I knew in high school that, like, read Nietzsche, like, one time and then read a lot of Bukowski and thought they were really smart would be like, I believe in evolution, okay? Like, everybody came from dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like, just like, oh, wait, no, you've missed it a bit.
Yeah, look at your hands. Look at your hands. And now do your hands like this. Do like a grabbing thing, like you're doing a shadow puppet. Okay, now, what does that look like? A dinosaur mouth? Exactly.
Like you're doing a shadow puppet. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else is, who else's hands do that? Raptors. You can grab stuff, so can a raptor. You eat, so did a T-Rex. It's all the same. Ooh. But it's like with the bird thing, this is what I'm picturing with the Bigfoot thing. Because I saw something where they were like, you know what? We think maybe dinosaurs were covered in feathers. What about that visual? So maybe there were just giant killer birds running around. So I'm picturing that with this documentary where they're like, so it's just a gray, but like it's covered in fur.
Well, no, it's Bigfoot. Ugh, Wendy, this is why this documentary is important and you need to watch it today. No, Bigfoot's Bigfoot, okay?
Okay.
Maybe he's not a gray. He's not a reptilian. He's not a white. He's fucking brand new territory, Wendy. We don't know what he is. You know what he is? A Bigfoot. From the planet Big Feet. Okay, I don't want to bum everybody out. I think your show's going to get canceled.
Oh, no.
Well, I just went to look at, again, we were going to read you guys menus the last 5 minutes because we held on to the English language a pretty long time, and then we already hit such a good point. So I was like, okay, let's just fucking lull these dummies to sleep with some descriptions of the stuffed spuds. So it's got the trucks that are there for lunch service today. And then for the dinner service schedule, it says dinner service has been canceled. So I'm just gonna... say that maybe the show's going to be canceled. Or maybe it won't be, but I feel like...
Well, I will say...
It would do better if there was food trucks.
Well, no, you are correct in that assertion, because in the email, again, you know, thank you guys for being here and listening here, and we're trying to work out bits on this show, and if you think I'm not working that McConaughey, all right, Cher, Madonna thing, I think that's going to crush at the old folks' home or someplace. I mean, that joke, whatever. You know what? I paid for a hat, beekeeper mask. For comedy. It's a comedy hat. It's a comedy mask.
It's a comedy hat. Mom's got her comedy hat on again, but watch out.
Uh-oh, here we go. Get a load of old joke mask here. Hello. I mean, they did say, and normally when someone sends a really long pre-show email, because we've all done that, where you're like, hey, this is where it is. Here's the information. It's a good sign. I will say at the top of the email, it said, heads up, the show might be moved indoors, but there might not be, there's not usually much of a crowd, so we don't know about that, and the show pays based on how many people are there, so a lot of all these different kind of like caveats, and then the last thing said, the show, however, if the weather's too bad for the trucks to show up, there will be no show. So
okay, then there's no show. So then already there's no show because they already called it. So guess I don't have to worry about cutting myself with soft cheese at the kitchen because I can really take my time.
I mean, if you want to, look, I don't want to say it's ruined because, hey, look, I got a joke mask and I got an exposed brick wall in this apartment. So
I can do McConaughey jokes all night.
I can sit here. Yeah, I'll do McConaughey jokes. Look, I don't want, just because my night is not going the way that I thought it was going to go, doesn't mean you can't chop yourself up with soft cheese. You know what I mean? I don't want, you know, that's, I want to extend that to you.
I thank you.
Yeah.
For that.
I mean.
I have deep gratitude for you.
If you want to try to injure yourself with a soft, damp cheese, please don't let me take that from you. I will absolutely, yeah, I'll put on my little joke mask and I'll videotape it. I'm putting pictures of my pussy for OnlyFans people so I can do videos.
And where do jokes come from? Your mouth pussy. So,
Exactly. That's right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on my joke face shield in my own apartment and stand up and this is one sliver of exposed brick and work on McConaughey jokes. And I'm going to stay up and I'm going to do it all night, all night, all night.
Oh.
With the pussy fucking.